WTOP News Time, 8:22.
A candid view of history unfolding during 8 years in the White House from 79 confidential conversations. We're about to get a revealing glimpse of former President Bill Clinton as he confronted challenges on health care reform, the Middle East, gays in the military, what was going on with Supreme Court and its nominees, of course, the Monica Lewinsky scandal, among other things. Joining us live is Taylor Branch, the Pulitzer Prize-winning author of this new book, The Clinton Tapes, Wrestling History with the President. Great concept, and I'm sure you were really happy to get the gig to write this book, Taylor.
Well, it's a very unusual one to have to be secret for 8 years, because we felt that was the only way that this record could be safely compiled.
So how's it different, like, from the President's memoir?
Well, I think that there's a lot more anguish, confusion, and mental gymnastics trying to figure out what was going on, because and it's less orderly, because behind the scenes, if you're with the president, at least I learned, sitting there watching him and talking to him, you're bombarded from every direction, and you have no idea how exactly to keep the agenda of every day on keel. It's a coping exercise of the highest order.
Now, as we understand it, you had 79 conversations, which were all taped, but those tapes went to President Clinton. You didn't get to keep them. But did he know you were trying to recreate them when you went home?
Well, he knew that I'm a historian. We designed it so that he would keep them because we felt that that was the safest way. Mm-hmm. I recorded them on my machines. He kept them so that for the maximum control. We debated other options, but we thought this was our best chance to keep it secret. And when I left, I recorded everything that I could remember, because I believe that when you have that kind of access to the president, you should keep it. Toward the end of the process, said he thought I should do a memoir of our experience, because no sitting president had ever done anything like it. So, in a way, the book that I've just released was Clinton's idea, and so were the tapes, for that matter. We did this on his initiative. It wasn't mine. He called me out of the blue. I hadn't seen him for 20 years.
I love the high-tech way that he kept the tapes, though. He put them in his sock drawer, right?
I didn't learn that until the second term, when he trusted me to put them away, because he'd be called away while I was rewinding them at the end of each session. But finally, he showed me where they were and told me how to ask me to put them away and make sure that I had complete sets of each. I had two of them just in case one of them went bad. I didn't want to have a malfunction deprive us of the president's words.
You spent so much time with him. Did you ever feel like you had his ear and could maybe influence his thinking on issues?
Several times he asked me out of the blue questions, Taylor, do you think I ought to fire the CIA director? And that's kind of, I do try to take readers into my mind occasionally, just to give a sense of relief of him, from him discussing things. And I'm sitting there saying, what's my role here? Am I just supposed to try to gather this material for the future? Or if he asked me, am I a citizen? Should I give him my best advice? So, a lot of times he would ask my opinion. I think that my ability to get a complete and candid version of history on the record depended to some degree on maintaining a rapport with him. He's a guy who likes to talk, and he likes to have somebody talk back with him.
You know, he'll be remembered for a lot of successes in his presidencies. When you look at the Monica Lewinsky affair and the scandal that just enveloped this entire administration for years, I can't imagine a president being under more duress than he was. You know, this personal affair, which affected his relationship with his family and his cabinet and the whole country, now revealed. What was it like talking to him during those days?
Well, it was awful, because he was fully aware that the Monica Lewinsky scandal, coming 6 years into his presidency, forfeited his opportunity, as he put it, to rescue the nation from a long miasma of cynicism and preoccupation with trivia, when he felt the country had enormous and issues of consequence that he was trying to deal with. And he'd been trying to lift the country out of cynicism, and the Monica Lewinsky scandal validated all of his critics, who were saying, you know, politics is rotten and all politicians are selfish. So, yes, it was awful, and yet at the same time, even during the impeachment trial, At the height of the Lewinsky case, he and Hillary, in some of our sessions, are sitting there calling senators, handing the phone back and forth, and working warmly in harness to try to defeat the impeachment. And Hillary felt stronger than he did that the impeachment was an abuse of the constitutional process. The president would, between calls, would sit there and say, well, this is political. If they want to throw me out, they can do it. And Hillary would say, no, Bill, you have that wrong. This is, impeachment should be about abuse of power. This is not. This is wrong. This will injure our system. In the eye of the storm, there were many surprises, and whatever the personal wounds between them were, and I know there were some, they recovered their sense of partnership within a few months.
Well, what's amazing, or even especially interesting, is that this is a look at things as they were happening. It's not after the fact and with the benefit of hindsight. Mm-hmm. It's kind of as it was unfolding. It's a fascinating look. Taylor Branch, we appreciate you coming on with us, and can't wait to get really into the book more.
I enjoyed it. Thanks a lot.
We're only very envious of you.
Historian and Pulitzer Prize winning author Taylor Branch with us.